Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports on a Sunday morning.
Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Limburg.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Tom Ackerman with you, and Cardinal Baseball at 3:07 today, coming to you from Oakland, 212 Ameren Total Access. The Cardinals and the Oakland Athletics. The Cardinals sit a half game out of first in the National League Central, and joining us is their president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, live on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Mo.
Good morning, Tom.
And the Cardinals will be looking for a split today. Tough one yesterday. I wanted to ask you first, though, about the big news of the day. That is that Matt Carpenter is back. Carpenter coming off the 10-day IL. And Ryan Helsley is back as well. Discuss those moves, if you would.
Yeah, first off with Carp, you know, obviously he had been down on a fairly extended rehab assignment. And he was really, trying to get his foot back to where he felt like he had confidence to go out and play every day. And once he got there, then he was also working on his timing at the plate. Last few days, feedback from Memphis was that he was centering balls, hitting them hard, and really felt like he was at a point where he could help contribute to the Cardinals. So excited to get him back. Had a few text exchanges with him early this morning, and you know, he's really looking forward to rejoining this club. And as he said to me, hopefully get us back into October.
And Mike Shildt telling us that he is going to lead off and play third base. Hitting, does it matter where he hits in the order, in your mind?
I'd like to tell you it doesn't, but I think like it does feel intuitively, and I think we can look at it from a you know, analytical standpoint, where he has produced more from the leadoff spot than anywhere else. But I do think that one of the things that we've seen over the last month is our lineups have changed quite a bit. And I think having sort of these interchangeable parts and being able to move people has actually brought some success to us. But I do think that's his comfort zone. Obviously, he does take a lot of pitches. So when Carp's going well, you know, a good at-bat is six or seven pitches and ultimately sees those deep counts because he's not afraid to hit with two strikes. So let's hope that that's what we see early on and we can take advantage of it.
And Rangel Ravelo optioned to Memphis in that exchange. Also, Ryan Helsley comes up from Memphis, and Helsley, the big right-hander, has been making some starts too, hasn't he? Went three innings recently.
Well, we have been trying to stretch him out, not to the point where you want to see him as a starter, but to give us some flexibility when you're looking at some of the inconsistencies with our starters. And I know a lot was made over the last week of us not being able to get one in the trade deadline. But part of our insurance was hopefully we could do some piggyback strategies if we needed to. And one of the problems you had with somebody like a Mike Myers, for example, you probably weren't going to get too many innings out of him. And the fact that he doesn't have options limits how much you could use him in that particular role. So really our hands became a little bit tied. Helsley's been throwing the ball well. We have another young man down there, Junior Fernandez, who's also throwing the ball very well, but he'd be more used in a one or two inning stint at most. So Helsley, we tried to deepen a little bit, give us a little more flexibility, and he'll be joining the team today.
In what scenario would Junior Fernandez make it up here?
Well, I think it's really about would we have the opportunity for him to pitch. Clearly, we have to get a little creative with roster spots. You know, part of the problem is our bullpen right now, we're just very limited on who we can move in and who we can move out. And so that's somewhat of a problem. But, you know, I do think we're starting to see some guys with those bigger arms have success down there, and now they're going to be brought here to get some chances. So I wouldn't rule out Junior before September, but certainly in September.
Gotcha. Randy Arozarena, I guess the same question. He's someone that you said it yourself on this station, how much he'd been impressing you. He's been hitting the ball pretty hard. What's the future looking like for him?
Well, again, that comes down to where can we get him into the lineup? And right now with Fowler and Martinez, I don't think the skipper's trying to move them out anytime soon. So, you know, having said that, you know, trying to create at bats is going to be tricky. And then we're getting Ozuna back yesterday. Obviously, he wants to play and he's going to be in that lineup. So finding outfield at bats is going to be difficult. But the good news is he continues to play well, and at some point you will see him.
John Mozeliak is with us, the president of baseball operations for the Cardinals. And as for the deadline, I mean, look, you've always told it to us straight, and I kind of feel like you gave us a heads up how tough it was going to be. You told us weeks ago, and when I asked you about starting pitching, are there pitchers that we like? Yes. What's that cost going to be, you said. And then you warned us a few weeks ago about Dylan Carlson, that you're not going to deal him, and it would take prying him out of your dead hands to do it. So I feel like the warning shots were fired that, look, we're going to make a run here, but it's not going to be easy. And it seemed to have been the case that there was a steep asking price. I'm not making an excuse for you, but there was a steep asking price for a lot of these pitchers out there.
Well, it was. And, you know, I think at the end that as much as all of us would like to have done a deal, we just did not want to do a deal we were going to regret. And As I sat there that day and was addressing media, the one thing I was trying to articulate is, on any given day, you feel the importance of when you do a trade, how good it is. Over time, really, is when you judge it. And, you know, our confidence to look at deals is not just at the moment. It's how we think about it long term. And, you know, I said that, you know, Dylan Carlson and Nolan Gorman, we have a gap between, you know, that kind of elite prospect to where we are down below. We obviously have a couple guys that are highly thought of in the Junior Fernandezes, or Azarenas of the world, but they're not thought of in that same type of prospect language. And so for us, it's always about being steady, consistent. Even if we thought we could have made a bolder move, we just didn't feel like we had the pieces. Well, I know we didn't have the pieces to match up because, you know, some of the deals we were even talking about, the players never even got moved. So, you know, it's one of those things where I understand the frustration from the fan base. Look, I went to the grocery store last couple of days and I hear it. I mean, I can sense that not everybody's happy, but, you know, as I think through this, you know, I hope people, when they look back on this, they realize it was the right decision, but only time will tell.
Are you, in a way, telling your team, not only we believe in you, that you can win, but you also have underachieved from the start, and we think that there's still more in you? Is that fair to say? That's a message that you're sending to your team, is you can win this thing and go do it?
Yeah, I don't overthink messages to clubs, and maybe I'm not thinking about it right, but, I mean, look, these guys are all professionals. They all know what's expected of their job and what they need to do. And do teams at the trading deadline like when they get something else to help them get deeper into October or guarantee October? Of course they do. But on the same token, we have made a lot of trades. I mean, you look at our 3 and 4 hitters are all been acquired by trades, and therefore our system gets depleted to some level. So, you know, it's not, they understand that this is not where we just have endless supply of young talent that eventually we'll just use to help the big league club. So I think a lot of these guys understood that, look, we've given up a lot to get to where we are. And they understood that, like, it wasn't necessarily the only solution at the trading deadline. And to your point, I think some of the people in that room were actually happy they weren't traded or that we didn't move on some people. So, you know, net, I felt like our clubhouse felt fine. And I think they're very eager to show that this is a good team.
Yeah. Is there any more pressure to win? Not that that's bad, but have you created sort of an edge here, an urgency here?
Well, I think you're always trying to create that urgency. The moment you sort of create an environment of comfort, you're probably going to get passed. So historically, you've always wanted some sort of internal competition too, to keep people motivated and to keep people driven. And I do feel like our clubhouse right now, we have a fairly diverse group, in the sense of we have some young players that really haven't tasted champagne. We've had some older players that have tasted many times, and you have some in between. And I think from a group standpoint, they get it. They want to chase that. And I do feel like under Mike Schilt and his staff, there is a lot of urgency right now, and I think that's a good thing.
What about Yadier Molina? We've seen Marcel come back. We've seen Matt Carpenter come back. Yadier Molina is how close, do you think?
Well, it depends who you talk to.
Yeah.
But let's just give you the Yadi version. he's hopeful to take a few swings in the game today. My guess is he's circling Friday for his return. I want to have some meetings with our medical staff to get a sense of if they're in agreement with that. But my sense of what I heard today from our AAA coaching staff was, you know, he's pushing.
And Matt Wieters, in the meantime, has been fantastic, hasn't he?
He's been very fortunate. Obviously, Matt was a huge pickup for us, but even Kiz has been a pleasant surprise. So, you know, from a catching standpoint, we've had production, and that's a good thing.
And Kiz is in there today catching Adam Wainwright as the Cardinals take on the Oakland A's. Mo, appreciate your transparency as always, just talking through the situation and everything. Were you buying eggs and milk when somebody at the grocery store chatted you up? I mean, you're out in public.
You know, I mean, I'm just like anybody else, got hungry. But it was sort of funny how, like, people are like, yeah, I should have done more. I'm like, okay.
That's right. Well, you know, it comes with a job, no doubt about it. The president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals, right?
That's right. Well, thank you, Tommy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the visit, always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.